here's a story from The World.
The last couple of weeks, The World has been bringing you coverage of the crisis that migrants are facing on the Greek island of Lesbos. 12,500 migrants and asylum seekers lost their homes, lost pretty much everything, after a fire razed the Moria refugee camp there. The European Union is watching closely. How to handle asylum and migration has been a divisive issue in the EU. Today, though, the EU tried to put forward a solution, a mandatory pact that would affect all 27 EU countries. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called it a sustainable solution.
Migration is complex. The old system to deal with it in Europe no longer works.
So what's in that plan and what impact would it have across Europe? The World's Lydia Emanuelidou joins us from Lesbos in Greece. What exactly would this pact require countries to do, Lydia?
It would require that all countries in the EU pitch in to help manage migration and asylum in some way. So countries would either have to take people in, relocate migrants and refugees to their countries, or if they don't want to do that, they'd be required to help return those whose applications are rejected to their home countries. Initially, Marco, there had been some talk of instituting mandatory quotas, so each country having to host a certain number of migrants and refugees. But some countries like Hungary and Poland have strongly opposed that. So what came out today was a compromise.
What else is the EU Commission proposing to do to the asylum process?
Yeah, a couple other things they want to do is, one, speed up the asylum procedure so that once people make it to the EU, they're not waiting here indefinitely. And another thing they want to do is beef up border security. So toughen screenings and checks at the border, and not just within the EU, but at the countries where people are coming from.
From the perspective of the EU Commission, what is the intention of the plan?
Well, Marco, there were two words that commissioners kept repeating at the press conference today: solidarity and responsibility. So EU Commission Vice President Margaritis Skinias, he's Greek, said it's unthinkable that the EU still doesn't have a cohesive migration and asylum policy.
We have learned the lessons of 2016 and the failure of the European Union to foster an agreement then is very present with us. That's why we need to start with everyone on board and everyone around the table.
So he's talking about, you know, Europe at the height of the migrant crisis in 2015, 2016. And in terms of responsibility, commissioner said today that managing migration and asylum shouldn't fall to just a few countries. So for years now, countries here in southern Europe, like Greece, where I am, have been on the front line of this crisis because of their geography. They've been disproportionately affected by the influx of migrants, and they've accused northern European countries, which also, by the way, tend to be richer, of not doing their part. So this pact also tries to address that and to take some of the burden off of Greece and other countries in this region.
What are you hearing from advocacy groups and NGOs? What's their reaction to this EU proposal?
Many people are not pleased at all with this pact. They say it totally misses the mark. I spoke earlier today with Marissa Ryan. She heads the EU office for Oxfam, which is an international group of 20 NGOs.
What's coming out from the Commission today looks like the lowest common denominator for us. We're seeing much more emphasis on returns. We're seeing moves towards ensuring that overseas development assistance is spent on border control rather than poverty eradication. And we have no guarantees that what is being announced is actually going to protect and make a meaningful difference in the lives of people who are fleeing for their lives.
Lydia, as you think about this plan the EU has proposed and you think about some of the people who lost their homes in the fire at Moria, I mean, does it feel like the EU plan could be what they need?
Well, from what I've seen on the ground, Marco, ever since the Moria fire, 12,000 people were on the streets. They didn't have basic things like shelter, food, water. They've now been moved into a new camp, and they tell me that a lot of those conditions are still ongoing. There are now hundreds of cases of coronavirus in the camp. So I think right now a lot of these people are thinking about, one, having their immediate needs met, and also having their asylum applications processed so they can leave this island. A lot of people have been here for more than a year, and they just want to leave.
The World's Lydia Emanuelidou speaking with us from Lesbos, Greece. Lydia, thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.